Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Bob and Yart Live. I'm the pastor of Denver Bible Church. And as promoted last week, we are launching the national hunt for Bill Clinton's DNA. The national hunt for Bill Clinton's DNA. If Hillary were to win the election, then it might be even easier to get his DNA because he'll be in the national spotlight at the White House once again for another 4 or 8 years if she were to survive. Apparently, her doctors have urged for her to get a heart operation replacing a leaking valve, a leaking heart valve. She has arrhythmia and a leaking heart valve. Apparently, if the reports are true, but her decision is that that would hurt her public image, her campaign. And so even if she were to die first, she's not going to do it because of her lust for power and to kill unborn children and so on, her socialism and her rebellious stance against God and what he has revealed to us. And so she's willing even to risk her own life to advance her agenda. But at any rate, Bill Clinton, if she did win, would be back at the heart of the national spotlight for years to come. And then it would be easier to get his DNA. But hopefully we won't have to wait that long. Or even if she doesn't win, hopefully KGov's sponsorship of the national hunt for Bill Clinton's DNA will succeed. Of course, we have the rejection of Hillary's half-black stepson. Right? Hillary Clinton has a stepson who was half-black, and she obviously wants nothing to do with him. You could find him on Facebook as Danny Williams Clinton. Remember that Bill Clinton in 2008 made a racially charged statement back when his wife was running against Barack Obama for the nomination, for the Democratic nomination for president. And he made that racially charged statement to Ted Kennedy about Barack Obama. Remember that? Bill Clinton said, a few years ago, this guy would have been getting us coffee. How's that for Bill Clinton to say that about Barack Obama? Now, of course, the Clintons deny that quote, but it's reported in the book Game Change, Obama and the Clintons from 2010 by journalists John Heilman and Mark Halperin. And it's the same book that forced an apology from Democrat Harry Reid, who was quoted saying that Barack Obama could become the first black president because he's light-skinned. Remember that? And that he had no Negro dialect. And then he added, unless he wanted to have one. And so Harry Reid apologized. The Clintons haven't apologized. They just have denied. But it does sound like Bill Clinton, doesn't it? Who is racist and sexist. Right? He spitefully uses women and blacks to gratify and enrich himself, as does his wife Hillary. And we always have to state for the new listeners tuning in that when we criticize Hillary, that does not mean that we're supporting Donald Trump, not even a little bit. Of course not. You don't support someone who advocates the intentional killing of the innocent. By the way, with Clinton's comment that a few years ago Barack Obama would have been getting us coffee, Al Sharpton, you know him, right? The racist black so-called minister, has said that he thinks Clinton's remark was racist, and that it was worse than Harry Reid's statement, and Harry Reid apologized. So at any rate, even though Bill Clinton has undoubtedly been intimate with Danny's mother, Bobby Williams, far more than with Chelsea's mother, it's not right to say that Hillary could care less about this young man, Chelsea's brother. I think she cares a lot about him and cares enough to keep him as far away from her and her family and her fortune as she possibly can. So, thus, the national hunt for Bill Clinton's DNA, if you can collect a specimen, perhaps a hair that falls out of his head when sitting at the third debate, or maybe a hair off a pillowcase at a hotel, if you're a maid at a hotel, or perhaps you're a waiter at a restaurant where he will eat undoubtedly without his wife Hillary. You could, you know, pick up a water glass or whatever, a fork, and package it up and just mail it to us here, preferably overnight it. Or if you mail it, the only address you need is the zip code 8001-0583. That's it. 8001-0583. That'll get right to kgov.com and the staff at Bob Inyart Live. If you want to overnight it, you got to send it to a street address. And so go to our website, kgov.com, and look at Contact Us. Okay, so that's the national hunt for Bill Clinton's DNA. And some Christians have criticized us, even recently, for focusing on this type of immoral issue. And they've said, why not focus on the Clintons' policies? Why talk about their immorality? And that's a valid question, but it has a simple answer. In the Bible, those who spoke up for what is right and opposed what was wrong, they condemned sexual immorality, not only by the little guy, but by leaders, public officials. Remember that Jesus Christ said, of those born of women, there is none greater than John the Baptist. Remember that. And John the Baptist, his public criticism that he's most well known for was that the leader of the nation, the king, Herod, that Herod was committing adultery with his brother Philip's wife. Now that's pretty specific, isn't it? Sounds awfully Clinton-esque, doesn't it? If you go back in the Old Testament and you look for a parallel to Hillary Clinton, doesn't it have to be Jezebel? And for Bill Clinton, doesn't it have to be Ahab? And so those who love the Lord also love his word and seek to warn people about their wicked ways and that there is a God in heaven who created us, who sent his son, who is our creator, Jesus Christ, the creator of all that was made. And he sent his son to become flesh and live a sinless life, fulfill the law, die on the cross, taking the penalty for our sin upon himself, and who was raised from the dead 3 days later, so that those who trust in him could be forgiven of their sin and inherit everlasting life. That is the message of the Bible, the scriptures, but that message is couched in hundreds of historical reports, accounts from history of the battle between good and evil and the long war against God. And that war involves the actions of our leaders, not only the religious leaders, but the political leaders, economic leaders, and whether it's from an emperor right down to a dog catcher, everyone has an obligation to know what is right and to do what is right and to affirm the truth and to expose evil. That's the obligation that everyone has. And there are many people who couldn't care less about right and wrong, truth or falsehood. They seek to deny even the existence of truth. They'll even say there is no truth, to which we say, is that true? And of course, their materialist, atheistic worldview collapses typically within 8 seconds. But we know that it is the responsibility of Christians to expose wickedness in high places. It's not the only thing we do, but it's part of what we do. And if someone attends a church where the church doesn't talk about such matters, then that church, the pastor of that church, the elders, are remiss in their obligation to warn the flock, to warn the church. Because otherwise you have Christians who are then supporting the enemy, defending the enemy, if they're not taught. And that's why teachers have the greater judgment, the Bible warns us. So not everyone should be a teacher. Not until you learn to distinguish between right and wrong. You know, nowadays, everybody's an author, everybody's a podcast person, everybody has their own channel, whatever. You got tens of millions of authors. Pretty soon, everyone is an author, and no one will have the time to read any books because everyone is writing books. It is really a weird world we live in. I mean, probably the average book, on average, is read by less than five people, I would assume. Something like that. But that's beside the point. Until you know right from wrong, you should be careful about taking positions on matters that deal with life and death. First, the obligation is to know right from wrong, and then our obligation is to share that with others. Okay, so in that vein, we've launched our national hunt for Bill Clinton's DNA. And if you get a specimen, please protect it. You know, put it in maybe a Gerber's baby jar or some appropriate container, and then ship it off to us at 800-01-0583. That's all the address you need, and it will get right to the staff here at Bob and Yurt Live. Oh, and by the way, if you're still curious about whether or not it's appropriate for Christians to expose wickedness, right? Aren't we supposed to just all get along? Aren't we supposed to forgive? Aren't we supposed to refrain from judging? Well, we have a seminar that you could download. You get the audio for it. You get it on MP3 CD. Or you can read the article at our website, kgov.com/nicer. The word nicer. I don't know if just the word nice will work. It might. kgov.com/nice. You know, if there is, let me give an example. If there's somebody on a playground that's trying to sell drugs to kids, do you think he'll be rotten or do you think he'll be nice? Probably nice. If there is a child molester on the block, will he be the meanest guy on the block or the nicest guy on the block? He'll be nice. So that's typical. Nicer Than God is our seminar that we've taught around the country. And we've covered many of the particulars on the air over the last 25 years. And I mean, just looking at the MP3 CD label, the cover art, is worth the price of admission. Just looking at it, in fact, you could see it. Just go to kgov.com/nice. You'll see our article, Nicer Than God. And if you notice right at the top, the artwork, it's hysterical for the Nicer Than God CD. And then also there's another graphic there. It looks like a detergent package, like someone would buy a box of laundry detergent. It looks like that. And it says, all new God version 6.0 brought to you by today's Christians. Softer, no more pesky rebuking and confrontation, gentler and completely compatible, non-judgmental. Matthew 7:1 now runs as a separate module. Miracles on demand, back troubles, shoulder injury, impaired vision, hair loss, cancer, unknown sickness. Donations expected as usual. Totally compatible. No longer conflicts with any other gods or worldviews. Other new features added. There's a tolerance menu, a new structure, no absolutes, open environment, sin equalizer, bugs removed. God version 6.0, new and user-friendly. Limited time special. Order now and receive gender-neutral version at no extra charge. Right, that's copyrighted by our sister website, theologyonline.com. For those of you who go to Theology Online to discuss the issues of the day, philosophy, science, theology, it was founded many years ago by the elders of Denver Bible Church and continues to be one of the web's leading theology forums. And of course, every Bob and Yurt Live program and every Theology Thursday program and every Real Science Radio program has a discussion page. Each program has a separate discussion page. You know, some of them get no comments, others get hundreds of comments or even thousands of comments. So depending on what strikes people's interest. Okay, so that's one of the reasons why we go after Bill Clinton for his sexual immorality, also because he is guilty of sexual harassment, sexual assault, and even of rape. And we're thrilled that that accusation is back in the headlines and has been now for some weeks. And back when it looked like it might only be a footnote in history, we began a series of protests. We had hit 140 cities in the first year of Clinton rapist protests. And many of them occurred in the city and at the location where Bill Clinton was at. So we followed him around the country and even out of the country, even to Auckland, New Zealand, with one of our Clinton rapist protests. 10 of us were there, and I ended up in the studio with Michael Reagan, you know, Ronald Reagan's adopted son, who was criticizing us for those protests, especially for going to Auckland, New Zealand. And a very interesting conversation we had. At any rate, okay, back to the news now. You know, CNN hysterically said on air, hysterically, they said that it was against the law to look at WikiLeaks online about Hillary Clinton's campaign and all the scandals and all the public corruption and everything that's even more obvious and evident because of WikiLeaks. I mean, thousands, imagine thousands of emails from her campaign chairman being made public. Thousands. So far, 11,000. They say they have tens of thousands of more emails from John Podesta. Could you imagine that? Thousands of private emails being made public. I tune into CNN and I hear this newscaster saying, well, even though it's illegal for you to look online at these wiki links, it's not illegal for us in the media. What a blithering idiot. So blatantly trying to manipulate the audience so that they won't know about all the public corruption regarding Hillary Clinton. It's just hysterical. So at any rate, it's obviously not illegal for me because I host a radio talk show, and so I'm part of the media. So I could look at WikiLeaks with impunity. But you cannot. You are not allowed. I mean, isn't that absurd? And that's the kind of alternate reality that passes for normal in the left-wing world of CNN. So what's interesting about WikiLeaks is this is a tiny, tiny preview. You see a trailer for a major motion film coming out to be released. And let's say it's a motion picture about Judgment Day or the end of the world. And when you think about what Jesus said about hypocrites, and he was speaking about religious leaders, the Pharisees, but he didn't only criticize religious hypocrites. If he did, that would mean that he didn't love political hypocrites, or he didn't love businessman hypocrites, right? When he criticized the money changers, remember that? Jesus criticized, rebuked harshly the money changers. They were not religious leaders. They were businessmen, but they were scamming their customers. And so if Jesus only criticized the religious leaders, as the don't judge crowd often claims, because they are nicer than God, and so they want to pretend that you shouldn't criticize anyone, and if you did, it would be only religious leaders. That's just a form of hatred of those who are not religious leaders, because the purpose of criticism, of those who are doing wrong is to help them so that they could realize that they're headed toward destruction unless they turn from their wicked ways. So at any rate, remember when Jesus said, you know, beware of the Pharisees, the hypocrites, for there is nothing covered that will not be revealed, nor hidden that will not be known. And he said, whatever you have spoken in the dark will be heard in the light, and whatever you have whispered in the inner room will be shouted from the housetops. Remember that? Jesus said that? Well, WikiLeaks is like that. It's just a preview of that. Because every evil maneuver that Hillary Clinton has made will be exposed. The Bible says some men's sins precede them to judgment, but those of others follow. So on Judgment Day, those who have asked God to forgive them and have trusted in Jesus Christ, they will not be standing before the throne, the great white throne judgment, and being judged. They will have been forgiven. But those who have rejected Jesus Christ, who shake their fist at God, they will be judged. And for them, even the things they whispered in the inner room will be shouted from the housetops. And so WikiLeaks is like that, taking the public corruption of Hillary Clinton and those around her, for she corrupts everything that she touches. Now, of course, some things are corrupt before they get to her, but if not, she corrupts them and exposes those secrets to the world. And that's what Jesus was talking about in Luke 12, that will happen at the judgment. But for some people, their sins precede them. And as the Apostle Paul writes, the sins of some men precede them to judgment. So when Judgment Day comes along, there will be tens of millions of people who already know most of Hillary Clinton's sins. But maybe they don't know too many of Chelsea Clinton's sins. So Chelsea's sins will follow her to judgment. But the reputation of some men precedes them. Your reputation precedes you, right? So in Hillary's case, her reputation precedes her, and WikiLeaks is just the trailer. It's just a preview of the things that she has whispered in secret are now being shouted from the housetops. All right. So it's hysterical that CNN would say, just fabricating this, that it's illegal for you to look online to see what WikiLeaks has been reporting about Hillary Clinton's campaign. That's just hysterical. But I am glad, of course, that it's not illegal for me. I'm very glad about that. Thank you, CNN. All right. So last night, I had a long discussion with an old friend, a dear friend from back east. He's Christian, conservative, pro-life, and he's supporting Donald Trump. So we talked it through. It's a very interesting conversation. And he began laying out for about 5 minutes his case of why we can't allow Hillary Clinton to be elected. And then he went on for 5 minutes talking about what, you know, we consider to be eye roll radio, all the obvious of how evil Hillary is, what kind of person she would nominate to the U.S. Supreme Court, and her policies, her socialism, her government health care reform, which is like Mitt Romney's Republicans' health care reform. But anyway, that's off topic. Just laying out the case against Hillary Clinton, all of it totally obvious, completely obvious. And when he was done, I said, nothing that you just presented, nothing, is even relevant to the question of whether or not we should support a candidate like Donald Trump. Because the argument you're making, which is based on fear of Hillary instead of the fear of the Lord, for the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And when you operate out of fear, you're afraid of what will happen if this person gets in office, then 4 years from now, if your arguments right now are valid, then 4 years from now, if Hillary is running against an opponent who's worse than Hillary, then you'll be voting for Hillary. You'll be supporting Hillary. You'll be defending Hillary. You'll be minimizing her wickedness and trying to get her elected. If the form of your argument is valid, in 4 years from now, you could be supporting Hillary. There's no bottom to that abyss. We are to operate not out of the fear of Hillary, but out of the fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of wisdom. And so when your candidate supports killing the innocent, for example, then you don't support that person because they are disqualified. And Jesus said, whatever you do to the least of these, you would do to me. So it's like supporting Jesus being crucified again. If you are going to defend a leader who says there are some children who I support killing, that is the same as supporting killing the Lord or fill in the blank, any innocent person. So I said to my friend, if Donald Trump said he supports killing your oldest daughter, but all his other policies are fabulous for the country, I'd oppose him. Because that's disqualifying when a leader says, I support killing some innocent people. And my friend then went on to a secondary defense of his position. And he said, well, I think homosexuality is even a greater threat to the family, to the church, to the nation, than is abortion. And I said, well, let's not argue about whether it is or not. Let's just take that stand. And let me ask you this. Has Donald Trump brought tens of thousands of conservative Christians to cheer for homosexual rights just in the last 4 months? Has he? And he had to admit that it's true. Like at the Republican convention, thousands upon thousands of conservative Christians who are delegates on their feet cheering for homosexuals, courtesy of the Donald Trump campaign. So you think maybe the bigger issue to the destruction of the church is the acceptance of homosexuality? Well, with Trump, you got that in spades. So there is no bottom to that abyss. The standard is not the fear of what someone else will do. The standard is obeying God. And when someone tells you that I support killing the innocent, then you oppose that person because they are disqualified. And if you support them, then you are complicit in the murder of the innocent. So when you see the body of Christ being seduced by someone like Donald Trump, that is far more dangerous for the welfare of the nation, even the world, than it is when someone like Hillary Clinton garners political support from her minions. May God bless you.